So I'm putting that money aside that I'm getting. A lot of it I'm saving, but I did take, because the car was due for a service and a few other bits and pieces, took it in, and it's like $1,300 later, and my mechanic's like, you need new tyres on, two new tyres there, sooner than later, and you've got all these other things that need fixing. So I, yep, I'll do what needs to be done as it comes up. A lot of people are going out and they are spending the money. Like, I know someone who went out and he bought himself a car, and that car needed some repairs. I know people are buying better food. I'm actually saving the money. Yeah, so I'm actually saving my money, putting it aside as a bit of a nest egg for when, like, in the future, if I have car trouble, I've got the money there to rely on. And I'm also looking at getting, I've got quite a few teeth missing, and it really impacts on how I eat. I sometimes bite my mouth when I'm trying to eat, because the teeth aren't there. So I'm actually going to look into getting an implant to put on one side, and just find out if the dental hospital will do dentures on the other. But I do expect there's going to be some costs that I have to put towards that. And the other thing I'm really looking forward to doing, as you can see, like, I'm overweight. I haven't been able to afford this before, but joining up with a gym. So because I'm over 50 now, it's like I fall into that category. It's like, ooh. But yeah, so rung them before, I've queried there before. It was definitely out of my price range before, and I do have a lot of physical ailments that I need an exercise physiologist to work with me. These pains that I've got, like even standing up to do a tricep push down was actually putting weight on my back, and it was actually hurting, like in the areas that I've got the pain. So
So
yeah.
basically, you use the extra money to look after
To
yourself.
look after myself where I couldn't do before.
Improve your well-being.
Yep, that's
Yeah.
it. So right, like, I'm not just going out and spending it willy-nilly. Like, I've got a plan, and that money is sitting there to be used. And also, like, people find it so morbid when I talk about this, but so I've got money for a funeral. My family, like, people are like, oh, you're not going to die. Well, we're all going to die at one point. I don't want my sister and her partner to have to, like, pay out for my funeral. But you know what gets me as well? A few years ago, Housing Trust have always been on at me about, like, the state, how I live. Like, I live with depression. It shows in the way I live. Like, my house is really messy. It's not a safety issue. I've had, like, people come through and say, no, if you had to get out in a hurry, you could get out. It's just really messy. It does get to me. It's a never end, like, I call it the never ending story of trying to get my house clean. But I had someone come out from Anglicare. He was a manager of some community service branch that they have, like, where they offer support to people with this kind of thing. He was so judgmental. Like, my backyard was a mess, and I think I had about $2,000 or $3,000 that I just don't touch. It's in an account which I can't even, like, it's really hard for me to access, and that's how I like it. If I need to get it, I can get it. But because it's not easy, it's not like, yeah, I can't just go grab it. And he said to me, why don't I use my savings to get someone in to clean up my backyard? And there was a couple of other things he said about why don't I use my savings for this. And I just really, probably because I've been with the APN now, I'm probably a lot more outspoken. Like, I am an outspoken person. Just hearing how this happens to so many other people, I'm more likely now to just turn around and I actually do say something to people.
Did he know that you have depression?
Yeah, they would have, yeah.
So he comes out and pressures you more. This is a very human story, isn't it? It's talking about.
Look, this is someone who's probably been employed all his life, working with people. Like, why are you in this position of working with vulnerable people? You've got no idea what we go through. Yeah, and he's like, what, I need my savings. And I really felt like saying, and what, is Anglicare going to pay full cost for my funeral when I die? Because that's what that money's there for. It's sort of that nest egg emergency.
Emergency money.
It's not for, like, paying someone to come out and clean my backyard up.
No.
I can probably chip away at that myself. Yeah, and then the other judgmental thing he made a comment on, he went into the lounge and I had some blankets folded up on the lounge, and he goes, oh, so you fall asleep in front of the TV a fair bit, do you? Why would you say that? Because of the blankets there. I said, no, this is where, like, I come in and I fold up my washing in here, and I keep the cats out of this room, and I just haven't put those blankets away yet. Bloody, so
So,
judgmental.
you sit home and watch TV?
Not a lot, really. No, I
Yeah.
fall asleep too. I'm too lazy to get up and go to bed. It's funny, like, I don't know what the word for it is, but we had a campaign protest outside of Ann Ruston's office building
Yeah, I
last
saw that.
week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was handing out flyers to people, and the people are going, no thanks, or just not even, like, acknowledging me, just walking past. And I'm like, God forbid you should ever lose your job.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's like that. This is what we hear about. This is what we're,
Yeah.
making a noise about. There was another protest type thing. We're at last year or the year before outside the Richmond Footy Club when they had a lot of Labor, big Labor meeting there. So we're handing out flyers there too. And the people that were walking past me, giving me like shrugged me off with a cup of coffee. I was like, I can't even afford a cup of coffee on the dole.
A perfect opportunity.
Yeah. It's like you're walking in here with your takeaway coffee. That's like, you know, what, $4 or $5? No, seriously, no. I cannot afford a cup of coffee on Newstart. I cannot afford a cup of takeaway coffee on Newstart. That's how tight someone's budget is.
Do you think it'll go back to $40 a day?
Oh, fuck off. But I hope not. I feel that I do okay in the sense because I'm in public housing. You know, I've got my budget, but I can't do the things, you know, as we've talked about, I can't do things like get the car repaired if I need to, if it's really major and if it's, you know, unexpected. I can't afford to go to the gym. I can't afford to take care of myself physically in that sense. The offshoot of that is that, yes, I'm overweight and then, like, people just, you know, the looks that I get, like, you know, the questioning of myself.
You should go out and buy all these fresh organic vegetables.
Oh, yeah, I've had that too. I took part in a, it was a student thing with UniSA, so that was these students who were, I don't think they were dietitians. We just had to, like, take part as an audience and be involved and ask questions. It was, like, to give these students a taste of, like, public speaking. And I said to their course, one of the coordinators there, because one of the students there did talk about dumpster diving, and that's something that I do. And so, yeah, I asked the coordinator if any of the students might be interested in, like, following up with people that were on Newstart as to, you know, how hard it is to be able to afford fresh fruit and vegetables. And she's like, she just cut me off. And she's like, oh, you know, they're perfectly affordable at the market. And, oh, lentils, just eat lentils. We came out with this saying after that. It was like, just eat lentils. Because, like, lentils
fix
are cheap.
Fix the world.
Yeah. But I'm like, she's got no idea. Like, I was trying to tell her, like, we get, like, $240 a week at that point. It was that amount. It is cheaper to go to the market and get fresh fruit and vegetables. But, I go there and I'm still, like, got to watch what I spend.
Mm. And you got to get there too.
You got to catch the bus.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about working out, like, okay, I'll leave here at 1:50 and I can get into town, get some cheaper stuff because it's cheaper at the end of the day on a Tuesday and still get back home on that bus ticket and it's the cheaper time, it's before 3 o'clock that I've left. That's how much you have to consider.
Planning that you have to do.
Yeah. It's like, money is that tight. Being on unemployment, that you do. You have to, like, count down to your last dollar as to what you can afford to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do. I consider myself a bit luckier than other people for my budgeting skills, for the fact that I do have some casual work, even though I haven't had that with COVID. But, you know, in past years, I've had that kind of income that just gives me a bit of leeway. That's probably why I can afford to have a car. If I didn't have that, I probably couldn't afford to have a car. I was just going to say one other thing. The Raise the Rate campaign, the ACOS campaign, they've, like, been showing what people have been spending their money on and, you know, talking about the affordability of food. And I just wonder if people don't realise the price difference between what you buy in the supermarket and what you do buy in a fruit and veg shop or a farmer's market. There was someone that showed a trolley of her stuff and she said, oh, I can buy all this, you know, fresh produce, but it was all prepackaged. And it's so much more expensive. Mm. Like, even to buy something that's not prepackaged at your major two supermarkets, it's still quite pricey. And it's like, I look at the prices there and I know that I can go to the Adelaide Central Market and get it for at least half price, if not less.
And you got all the waste to think of, the environment to think of.
Oh, there's that as well. But I'm just sort of thinking, like, you know, if they're so not used to buying fresh fruit and vegetables that this is what is fresh to them and they don't maybe not know any better. So there's so many things I could do to educate people, and, like, people say, oh, you should write a book on how to be thrifty. And it's like, but when I studied, so I've got a background in community development, so that, and that's what I studied many years ago. And in sociology, basic sociology that we were taught is that you're rewarded for the job that you do. Someone's got to do the shitty jobs that are out there. And, you know, like, so our lecturer is sort of explaining, you know, so the Prime Minister has got, you know, a job that's got, like, a lot of responsibility with it, and that's why he gets paid the wage he gets paid. But why should a street cleaner get paid a shitty wage for such a shitty job that no one else wants to do. You know, quite often jobs aren't paid what they should be paid, like nursing staff and aged care and childcare workers and